This is the Action Movie Guys Podcast, bringing you action movie reviews from across the decades, plus box office numbers and insight like never before. And now, your hosts of the Action Movie Guys Podcast, Alex and Nate.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 346 of the Action Movie Guys Podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are starting, I should say, a brand new month. Now, it's April. That means it's Mel Gibson month. So we're going to be doing five Mel Gibson movies. Now, we've done a bunch of Mel Gibson movies, Alex. We did Lethal Weapons. We did all the Mad Maxes. We did Fat Man. We did Tequila Sunrise. We did it. We've done them all except these five that we're going to be doing today. So we're going to be doing, we did Edge of Darkness. We've done a good amount of his movies. And this month, after this, I don't think we could ever do another one because this covers all anything where he holds a gun at some point. So,
well, I think the straight to DVD ones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bloodfather.
This might be the last Mel Gibson month for sure. Oh, Bloodfather was amazing. Yes. So we're going to start with Get the Gringo. Now, we do have a guest. So I want to bring him on before I ask my usual questions. Our guest is Scott. Scott, just say hello to everybody. Let them know where they can follow you.
Hello. I'm Scott, a.k.a. Jajoker _ movies at Instagram. And you can find me on there, or when I'm a guest on here, you can find me on here. Thank you very much.
There you go. He's only here or there. That's it. He's only here or there. You're not going to find him in the streets or on YouTube. That's all I'm saying.
Or on Costco.
Or at Costco. Let me ask my usual question. Alex, Scott, before watching this, had you seen it and had you heard of it? Alex.
I heard of it, but I never seen it.
Okay. Scott.
Yes, I actually have seen this. Ooh. But it was probably 2013, 2014, whenever this movie went on streaming way back in the day. So I didn't remember a damn thing. I just remember a little kid and him being in a whack Mexican prison.
So this was essentially your first time watch.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. All right. I saw this movie. I think I saw it when it came out on Blu-ray. So probably around the same time. My cousin loved this movie. I don't know why. Don't ask me why. And he would always watch it. And every time I go to his house, it was on. And so one time I watched it. So anyway, Get the Gringo starring Mel Gibson. Let me give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. And I was very surprised when I pulled up the Rotten Tomatoes. Not because of judging by what I saw. I'm just saying I'm surprised. This has an 81% critic score and a 68% audience score. So a little lower for the audience, but both of those are fresh. I thought for sure the critics were going to be like 50. I don't know why. I just thought so. Alex, are you surprised by these numbers?
I'm shocked. I'm shocked. To be really honest with you, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Very shocked.
Scott, are you surprised?
Yeah, I'm fucking surprised. I looked at this and then I looked at another movie of his that I like a lot, kind of similar. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what the fuck? I was like, 81. Never mind. I'm surprised.
Yeah, I was a little bit surprised. So again, that's not a spoiler. It doesn't tell us what we think of the movie. We have no idea what each other thinks of this movie. It's higher than I thought it was going to be. I'll just leave it at that. All right. We're going to go to Scott first. He's the guest. We're going to talk about our lead character now. It's played by Mel Gibson. His name in the movie is just, well, in the credits, is just Driver, because he gives a different name every time someone asks him what his name is. So what did you think of Mr. Melly Gibson?
Tuna Melt Gibson. Okay.
Tuna Melt
Reginald Gibson. T. Barnes. Yeah, I gave him a 4. Mm. Now, he's not a perfect 5, but I do love his character so much. He knows it all. He's got a military background. He's showing the kid, I was a sniper right there. So you know that's coming into play later. You know, he's got the skills. He gets thrown in this prison. He's like, okay, time for Poppy to make his way up to the top. And then you also got him, like, I love Mel Gibson movies. And this ain't the only one where he's sitting there narrating like it's a neo-noir movie.
Yeah.
I love that shit. Yeah, his character was cool, calm, collected, and he just wins. It's a solid 4 for me for Tuna Melt.
All right, a 4. Alex, what do you got?
I agree with Scott. I give him a 4. I think the character is very well balanced for this film. It's a very quirky character, meaning in a sense of, I really would not see Mel Gibson do a character like this. Like, I wouldn't have even thought in 100 years going, can he pull off this type of character? Like this, not low budget movie, but like this, like indie type character, right? Because this is like an indie film. It looks like an indie film, right?
Mm-hmm. This is not and a big like, budget. Yeah, not a big budget.
It's like 20 million, I think.
Yeah, so I'm like, this does not look like a Mel Gibson type film. Like, he's not crazy ruthless or nothing like that, but he's just very smart, mastermind, funny. There's a lot of dark humor in this. That is fucking funny. I love him as the clown in the beginning because that shit is mad funny. I thought that was mad funny. And he's like, don't bleed in my car. And the guy like spit and he was like, ah. And the guy then pauses and you see his angry face. Like, I thought that was funny. I love the scene that he's trying to beat Clint Eastwood.
Oh my God.
His voice is horrible. Yeah. That shit is so bad. And then the black girl came in. Oh my God. Where is Jesus? Yeah. So like, I thought that was pretty funny. Yeah. I think, and then the action sequences with him is pretty good too. So yeah, him and the kid has great chemistry. And I agree with Scott. I love the voiceover. He does very good voiceover work with these type of movies. Like, I'm just like, it's pretty funny when he's even sarcastic in the voiceover. So I thought that was pretty funny too. So anyway, give him 4. I thought he was great.
Hey, well, make it a trifecta. I got a 4 written down as well. I liked him. I think the only thing that kept him from being a 5 for me is a little bit more detail. Like, I don't like, it's rare that I love movie. Well, there's a few, but I don't always love when they don't have a name. They're just like some guy, right? Mm. It makes them a little more, it keeps them at arm's length a bit. And yeah, you get the military thing background, but other than that, you don't really know much about him. And he's also kind of a scumbag. I don't always love scumbag characters. I like anti-heroes, you know, but he's not even really that. He's like kind of a scumbag who then forms a relationship with some people. So he's not like totally bad, but super entertaining in this movie. You're right. He's funny. I liked him and the kid a lot, actually. He keeps asking for a cigarette and he buys him nicotine gum at that one part. I thought that was funny. He's like, start a different, you know, get hooked on sugar instead of cigarettes. I like that. I liked even the relationship with the mom. I liked his charisma really shines in this movie. I thought he was the perfect actor for this role. I think it works. Mm-hmm. He's older, but still physical. I could believe him as this kind of, you know, bad guy who still will do some of the right things. And I agree with Alex. I love the way he shoots a gun, by the way. He doesn't even blink when he shoots a gun. You know, some people shoot and they're like, this dude got eyes wide open sideways. I loved it. Yeah. So I also gave him a 4. I thought it was a really fun role for him. And I can't really imagine too many other actors pulling it off. Main villain. Now, there's a couple of like bad people. The main villain ultimately is this guy named Javi. And then there's also Frank, who's like the guy he stole from at the beginning. Oh. Peter Stormare. But Javi's like the main villain. So Alex, what did you think?
He was not much in the movie. I don't believe he was at the end when he was getting that's the one that got the liver transplant, right? Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he was not that much. I will give him a 3 because he had a prison that looked like a mall. It was weird. Like, that prison was weird. But I kind of, you know, he was ruthless though. Like, even when he was protecting the kid because everyone knew that was like his liver. Like, I thought that was cool. I liked that he was his family members using them to run his operation. I mean, that's all he did. I mean, he talked to Mel Gibson. He changed his name. He got him out of prison as a promise and for keeping his $2 million that he wanted back. So at the end of everything, I think he did diabolical stuff because he killed the husband for the liver and now he's taking the kid. That's diabolical shit.
Yeah.
So I give him a 3 for that.
Fair. Scott, what do you got?
So for villain, this is where I'm going to have to go a little bit low. I gave him a 2.
Whoa.
Because he don't do shit and neither does any of the other bad guys. Frank's on the freaking computer the entire time. I mean, it's all just goons. Just he's sending his mobster goons after him. Nothing really special. They're all just shooting guns. Yeah, it wasn't that fantastic for villain wise. So it was a 2.
Oof. Okay. Yeah, I like the actor. I like Peter Stormare, the guy who played Frank. He's always really fun to watch. He was on what, John Wick 2? He was in John Wick 2 at the beginning.
Bad Boys
I like 2. Him. So yeah, he was fine, but you're right. It's a goon movie, pretty much. It's a henchman movie. I gave him a 3 as well. Javi, I gave him a 3. Because Alex made a good point as far as what he's... First of all, he runs this prison. He's like the overlord of this prison, right? He's got like a nice penthouse suite and all this stuff in this little like prison city, which is a cool concept, by the way. I mean, we'll save that for storyline. But in this little prison city, he sits on... He's the kingpin. He got his family members doing stuff. He got his right-hand man, the fat guy. And he's literally raising this kid whose daddy killed so that he could also take his liver. The concept of it is pretty evil, but he doesn't do a lot outside of that. So, but I did like him. I like his interactions with Mel Gibson when he pulled the gun on him and he's going to shoot him. He's like, I saved your life. I saved it twice. And he tells him the whole thing. And I like that scene a lot. I like when they're negotiating, you know, like, get me out of here. I need some money for a car. And so I liked him, but he wasn't exceptional. So I gave him a 3 as well. I thought he was fine. Average. Okay. Action. Scott.
Action. All right. So it's going to be a 3. Mm. Now, 3 for good because the action was good. But, you know, I'm sitting there and it's like, You know, you get the car chase at the beginning. That was a lot of fun. Then he gets thrown in the prison and it's like straight up 40 minutes of him just like learning everything. Not that much action right there. The first kind of big pop up of action you get is when those guys in the cowboy hat gang or whatever go in there and they just all start shooting at each other. That was a lot of fun. Then you get the him throwing the grenade back, you know, Call of Duty style. Yep. And then I loved when he called in, was it Frank? Mm. And he's dressed up in the suit and he just like invites everybody in, like chloroforms the guy, brings him in the bathroom, then throws grenades at them.
Yep.
And she's like, why do you have an umbrella? And he's just like, you never know when it's going to rain.
Yep.
Pulls it out, walks away. And then the ending, I mean, it was pretty good, but it wasn't like balls to the wall action like all the time. So it was a three.
Hey, that's cool. Alex, what do you got?
Yeah, I think in terms of this film, I don't think it's much action. I think it's just more fun, dark humor, criminal stuff, undermine, whatever you want to call it, underground stuff. So in terms of action, I agree. I like the shootout in the prison. I thought that was funny. I like when he ran back into the bathroom and he was going to get his golden gun. When the guy was trying to shoot him. I thought that was funny. The scene that I thought was really good and I thought they would capitalize on his sniping is a scene that he sniped the two dudes. And it was super fast. It was just like, pa-pang, and that's it. I was like, oh, he's coming back for this little kid. And no, it didn't at all. Like, I thought it was going to be some sniping scenes. We didn't get that. So I was like, ah, shoot. But I do like him going back in. I thought that was fun. Him jumping in when he did the jump and he hurt himself. He said, ah! he hit the concrete. Yep. I thought that was bad funny. He hit that shit hard. He was just like, ah! When he saw his $2 million. And I do like the scene that he pretty much was a medical person and he took all the money and threw it in the sea. I thought that was all genius and stuff. So I love the car chase in the beginning. That car chase was dope. I was like, okay, this is pretty cool. And then he crashed into Mexico until they stole all that money. I thought that was like, damn. So with that said, I gave it a 3. I think the action sequences are good in this film.
Another one where we'll all line up here. I gave it a 3-2. I echo everything you guys said. There's not a ton of action, but what's there is fun. But a moderate amount of fun action will get you a 3 in these parts. So it's not bad. It's well shot for what it is. A lot of squibs. It's rated R, which I like. There's plenty of blood squibs, which I'm a sucker for. The shootout in the jail reminded me of like a Western movie, the way it is.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all dusty, the way they're shooting back and forth. And then just like mad random people are getting shot. Anyone who's in the middle, sorry for you, shot. I love the grenade part because he like runs and jumps, catches it with one hand and then throws it back. And that dude gets absolutely blown up, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. And I like the sniper scene too, like Alex said. I think that's cool. I love the gun doesn't even make a sound. It's just like pew, pew, two shots. Yeah. Them guys are dead. I mean, he puts that cheeseburger in their tailpipe so that they can't.
That was funny.
He's like, I'm not eating. The guy's like, the microwave's over there. He's like, I'm not eating this crap. What, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, he's like, I don't eat this shit.
Yeah, that was funny. But yeah, I mean, not a ton of action. The car chase is cool. I like when he sees the little hill and you could see him formulating like, I'm gonna jump over that hill. And he starts speeding up and the other cop car's trying to get to him first. Good times, but not extreme or incredible, but solid. 3. Okay, storyline, Alex.
Okay. You know, it's funny because you alluded to something. This storyline has a great premise. I thought the storyline was good. It's a dark comedy. It's just like a quirky comedy with dark humor. I don't know how I could describe it. It's like a minimal action, but very fun acting chops from Mel Gibson. Like something I'd never seen him do besides like, I mean, now he does comedy movies like Daddy's Home and all that bullshit, but I kind of like him in these type of roles, like Smoking Aces. Like I could see him in Smoking Aces, like a crazy character.
He would have been cool
in like a crazy, like Australian.
Remember like, he was that guy in Horrible Expendables 3? He was fun in it.
He's the best.
He was fun in it.
He's the only one that could act in that movie.
He's chewing up the scenery a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. It looked like he was like the only one that got the acting memo. He was like, wait, are we supposed to act in this movie? But yeah. But yeah, like I liked it a lot. I thought the action scenes, like I said, it was good. Him and the kid had a great chemistry. He said, we're rolling twos and then we'll go from there. I thought that was fun. And I like when he was with the fat cop. That shit was funny too.
Oh, yeah.
When he was talking, that had funny dialogue, and then the two cops that took the $2 million and they would try to bribe him. He was like, oh no. He was like, they come for me, they fuck me, they gonna fuck you. I thought that was funny. He was like, so I thought those scenes were really funny. So at the end of it, oh, then he got punched in the face by the kid's mom.
Yeah,
the first time, because he was just in the corner. She's like, what are you looking at, mom?
Yeah, that was funny. Just, she walks over, like, she's gonna, like, you know, do something seductive. seductive. She just decks him.
Great. Yeah. Like, yeah. And then the scene that he saved them, right? Like she was about to get raped and he came in and shot sideways. I thought that was actually pretty cool. So anyway, I gave it a 4. I thought it had a great storyline and I thought it was a cool premise.
Nice. All right, Scott, what do you got?
So for storyline, I gave it a 3.
Ooh.
I gave it a 3 for good. It's good. I liked what I saw there, but it's not a 4 for me, and it's definitely not a 5. I do like him in the robbing kind of story where he's like a dirty criminal and stuff like that. He's a know-it-all. He's been doing this shit for years. He scopes shit up and down, and then he gets his way in the end. I love that. Oh, I eat it up with a spoon. And then I do like the prison thing between him and the kid. I love that. It was so, like, he was cute. But yeah, it wasn't an Academy Award winner for me or anything. It was a good story. So yeah, I'm just throwing a 3 at it.
I gave it a 4. This got a good storyline. I love the prison. It's like a freaking little town, but a prison. I think that is such a clever way that you could do a lot of stuff to have. It's way better than a regular prison movie where they're just in behind bars or in a courtyard all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, this got a taco truck or a taco stand. When he goes to buy an apartment and all he gets is a bed with a curtain. I love that. That was funny.
It was funny.
He tells the guy, he's like, what do you want? He's like, nothing special. Then he goes, here's nothing special. It's just a bed with a fan. He said the fan and the towels are included. That was funny. I like the stuff with him and the kid. Again, I thought this movie, I love criminal movies. And the fact that they mix this with like a lot of comedic moments, I was all about it. I love the beginning. I really like the first act a lot where he's figuring everything out. All right, who's who? Who's in charge? Who's the boss? How do I get around? He's just watching stuff. He's watching. So, oh, yeah, this guy looks like he's in charge. He's yelling at somebody. He's important. You know, like, I love all of that stuff. When he starts the fire so he could steal the money from the drug dealer.
Oh, that was cool, yeah.
Yeah, like, all that was great. And then I like that that's not the it changes kind of what it's... I wouldn't even say changes. The plot unfolds in a natural way as the movie goes on. And it's only 90 minutes. And it really feels like a 1, 2, and 3 act film. I thought it was very well written, honestly. So in that regard, that's why after I watched it, I'm not that surprised by the 81% from critics, because it is a well-written movie, actually. It just has a silly title in it, and it's got a lot of pulpy elements. So, but yeah, I gave it a 4 as well. All right, overall, what do you got, Scott?
Overall, I gave it a 4. It's a great movie. You know, my other couple scores might have been a little bit low, but overall, I love the movie. I love the premise of the movie. Mel Gibson's great. He makes the whole damn movie. He's the best part of it. But yeah, it's a 4 for me. Nothing more to say there.
Nice. All right, Alex.
I gave it a 4. This is a great film. And you know, it's funny. Like I said, this is not the typical action movie Mel Gibson that you know. It reminded me of like, what's the one that we did with the two cowboys and Jeff Bridges?
Oh, True Grit?
No, the other one with Chris Pine.
Oh, Chris Pine.
Edge of the Water? Water of the Edge?
Oh, Hell or High Water.
Hell of Water. I was way up in that
edge
one.
Edge of the Bridge. Edge of the Bridge.
Water Under the Bridge. Hell or High Water. It reminded me of that, but more criminal element. Of it. Like, this one was actually really good. I liked it. And you know, a lot of Spanish. I don't know if you guys watched it. Did your subtitles come out when the guy was talking Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's, for some reason, the digital version, I put it to English. And me and my wife was like, okay, I had to translate to her because I was just like, I don't know what the hell
he was saying. I don't speak this gibberish.
Yeah, she was like, what is he saying? I was like, something about a liver and a kid.
I watch it on Prime through Stars. I had to I had to get a $2 1 month subscription. So it was like cheaper than renting it. So I just did that.
Yeah. 4 for me. What you got?
Same. Dude? Yeah, I think this movie's a blast. No wonder my cousin watched it every day for a little while. I mean, I wouldn't go that far. I enjoyed it. I think Mel Gibson looked like he was having a great time. Scott, you're right. He makes the movie. Anyone else, I don't know if I like it as much. As far as voiceover, I'm 50-50. A lot of times I don't like it. It depends on how... I think it could be gimmicky or corny. In this case, I think Mel Gibson's voice, I could listen to him do a voiceover all day. It was great. A lot of fun, very entertaining. And again, 90 minutes. Like, it was especially good to watch a short movie because I knew I had to watch this 17-hour Lord of the Rings movie. What a contrast watching Get the Gringo. What a contrast. I started it. It ended in a reasonable amount of time. And I had fun. So 4 for me. 4 for Alex, 4 for Scott. Total points, well, we know what Alex's is, 18. out of a 25. I have the same. We gave everything the same. So me and I got an 18. Scott, what about you?
I got a 16 out of a 25. Mm. And unlike A Tribe Called Quest, I will be buying this on Blu-ray.
Oh, okay. He's going to buy it.
I will say
Blu-ray.
This, though. I don't think I'll pick this up on Blu-ray yet. I think I'm going to wait to see if there's a 4K popping up. Because unless it's one of those that I don't think it will.
I doubt it. I doubt
it. Yeah, I don't think it's going to get
one. It's such a small scale movie.
Well, indie, yeah. Indie
Bro,
movie.
Bro, Super Mario Brothers got a fucking 4K.
Yes,
you can't tell me this.
Yeah, but that has a cult following.
I don't know why.
Yeah, this has like a nothing following. I think nobody even look. It only made $8 million in the box office. So
and what's the budget?
Called 20. Underrated.
Oh, 20. So yeah.
Yeah, I doubt it. I would grab the. I would honestly grab it digitally. I wouldn't even need a Blu-ray. I might just buy like a digital of this movie because it's probably like $5. Like Bloodfather. I just got 14. Digital and I love it. It's how much?
It was 14.
I will not. That's why I rented it. I will not be buying this.
I think I will wait for like Mel Gibson month or something because I know Apple does like those monthly digital sales and stuff for actors.
The Blu-ray is only on Amazon. It's $15. But if you buy it used, it's only like $6. So you know what? My bookstore might have it. I'm going to check next time I go. If my bookstore has
there
it,
you go.
I may
Firemaster Neat.
$5.99. Get the Gringo. Okay. So that's Get the Gringo. A decent, fun start. I would say a fun start to Mel Gibson
start.
Month. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great start.
Now, next week, we'll be doing... this next movie. This is a much bigger production for Mel Gibson. First, we're going to start with Return of the King. Not in Return of the King, but we're going to be doing Lord of the Rings, Return of the King, to wrap up the first Middle-earth trilogy, the original, the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Mm. And then the next Mel Gibson movie is directed by our boy, Roland Emmerich. Roland Independence Day Emmerich is coming out with a little movie called The Patriot. So we'll be going back to the Revolutionary War, or whenever that was. I don't even know. For The Patriot, so Alex, we got our hands full.
That's full.
Because these two movies combined are like almost 8 hours, probably.
What?
Yeah, The Patriot's really? 3 and Return of the King is like 4. So 7, like 7 hours.
Patriot has an extended cut too, I think.
We're watching regular cut. Ain't no way.
Nate almost passed out. He said, wait, what?
Regular.
I don't even know how I could get my hands on the extended cut, like I said. So.
It's on Blu-ray.
I have it on 4K. Oh, so whatever's on that 4K, that's what I have to watch. But anyway, that's what we got coming up.
I don't mind watching extended or director's cuts on certain films that I enjoy, but I don't think I could sit down for a Patriot movie.
I like director's cuts on movies I already like the regular version for.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I've never even seen The Patriot. It's a first time watch for me. So.
Oh, me too.
I don't know if I like the extended cut. I'll watch the regular.
I will see. We Are Soldiers. I will see that extended. Oh,
that was good. That was good stuff.
Give me that the scenes with the Japanese and the Americans going on. Give me that extended because that shit was good.
Yep.
Yeah, that was fun. All right, Scott, thank you so much for joining in these two episodes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Till next time, Scott, our interns.
Scott, our intern, he'll be back. He'll be back actually in like a few weeks.
There you have it, guys. If you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Nateflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Nateflix Movie Reviews every other Monday at 9 p.m. Eastern. Nate goes live with his friends over on Instagram. Anything action movie, guys, head over to Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, official website www.geeksandflicks.com, or head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/@actionmovieguys, where we put our podcast episodes up there. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Nateflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Alex Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.